Our story today is called Fill Her Up. The whole world paused this morning. You know why? Because an 8-year-old's tank was empty. The boys had already started their school day at their desks, and I was preparing to leave for work when I noticed my littlest standing in the bathroom wiping his face. I paused at the door and asked if he was okay. He looked up with tears silently dripping and shook his head. When I questioned if something happened, he again shook his head. So I sat on the side of the tub and pulled him in my lap. I told him sometimes our heart tanks feel empty and need to be refilled. He cried into my chest and I held him tight. I asked if he could feel my love filling him up. A nod and the tears stopped. I waited a minute. Has it reached your toes yet? He shook his head no. Okay, little man, we'll take as long as you need. Work doesn't matter right now. School isn't important either. This right here, this is the most important thing today, okay? Filling you back up to the top. Is that good? Nods. One more minute. Is your heart full of Mama's love now? Yeah. Looks in his eyes. I see it shining in there. You're full to the top and you're smiling. You may not be 8. You may be 28, 38, 48, or whatever, but all of us run on empty, just like he did. His weekend was so busy and so full, his little soul was just dry. We all have to pause and take a moment to refill with the good things. Scripture, prayer, sunshine, worship song, laughter, friends, hugs. Refill your empty, or you'll find those emotions, tears, anger, snappy words, overflowing with no reason why. Take a moment. Refill. It's the most important part of your day. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now these three remain. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.